Thank you. It's 1 o'clock. I'm going to call the February 11th, 2021 meeting of the Taxes Committee to order under Rules 10.01 regarding remote meetings. Again, to members of the public, if you would like to find any of the materials that we are going to be referring to today, the best place to get that is to go to the House Minnesota House of Representatives website, then go to committees, and then to taxes, and on the right-hand side, you will find all of those materials. So at this time, I'm going to ask Ms. Griska to please call the roll.
Marquardt.
Present.
Marquardt, present. Lislegard.
Present.
Lislegard, present. Davids.
David's present.
David's present. Abaje.
Present.
Abaje, present. Carlson.
Carlson, present.
Carlson, present. Detmer.
Detmer, present.
Detmer, present. Garofalo.
Present.
Garofalo, present. Gomez.
Gomez, present.
Gomez, present. Herr. Hertas.
Hertas present.
Hertas present. Howard.
Howard present.
Howard present. McDonald. McDonald.
Present.
McDonald, present. Miller. Miller.
Present.
Miller, present. Moran.
Present.
Moran, present. Mortensen.
Present.
Mortensen, present. Robbins.
Present.
Robbins, present. Sandell.
Present.
Sandell, present. Schultz.
Present.
Schultz, present. Stevenson.
Present.
Stevenson, present. Swadzinski.
Present.
Swadzinski, present. Joachim. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Ms. Griska. We do have a quorum. Representative Lislegard, would you like to move approval of the February 9th, 2021 minutes?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lislegard moves approval of the February 9th, 2021 minutes. Any discussion or changes on that, members? Seeing none, I will ask all of you to unmute yourselves as we take a vote on this. All those in favor of approving those minutes, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. The February 9th, 2021 minutes are approved. Also want to say Representative Herr is now in attendance at the meeting. And also I'd like to direct members' attention to the February 10th, 2021 referral to the Property Tax Division. So members, we've got seven bills on the agenda today. And what I would like to do is move what is number 10 on the item up to the next item, and that is going to be Representative O'Neill's bill for the Buffalo Fire Station. And, you know, before we hear from Representative O'Neill, and I think Representative McDonald also, on behalf of the House of Representatives and all of the members of the Tax Committee, I just want to extend our thoughts and prayers to the Buffalo community for the tragic event this week, and also thank, you know, all the law enforcement, public safety, first responders, medical community that came forward. So I just want to extend our thoughts and prayers and our feelings to everyone and condolences to all those involved, but also thank those who responded in such a heroic fashion. So Representative O'Neill, thank you for being back. We miss not having you on taxes this year. And would someone, first of all, like to move House File 650?
So moved, okay. Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
All right, Representative Les Legarde moves House File 650 to be laid over for possible inclusion into the tax omnibus bill. Representative O'Neill, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt and members. It has been a very difficult couple days, and I am absolutely honored today to be joined by our Fire Chief Harnois and a dear friend for many years, couple decades, our council member Steve Downer, and they want to talk to you a little bit about a sales tax refund that we can get for the Buffalo Fire Station, and they'll tell you kind of where the process is. Very simply, it needs to be a little bit retroactive back to March 31st, 2020. We brought this bill in February of 2020, just before all of us left because of the pandemic, and because of all of that, we weren't able to get this in the 2020 tax bill. And so we're back again, and as interesting timing would have it, we are here just days after this terrible tragedy. And again, thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to my testifiers.
Representative O'Neill, thank you so much. Chief Harnois, if you would please introduce yourself and then provide your testimony.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill, for everything that you've been doing for us. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is John Harnois, and I am the fire chief for the City of Buffalo. Thank you for allowing me to testify on the city's request for the sales tax exemption for the construction of the new fire station in the City of Buffalo. The Buffalo Fire Department serves the City of Buffalo and the townships of Buffalo, Chatham, Maple Lake, Marysville, and Rockford. We serve an area of 72 square miles and approximately 22,000 people. We're currently working toward replacing our downtown fire station. This fire station is nearing 60 years old and has outlived its ability to serve the department needs or the needs of our growing community. This current station has structural issues and does not have space to house the trucks and equipment that we need to provide adequate fire protection. The old fire station does not have the fire facilities needed for proper cancer mitigation. For example, it only has one small restroom, no showers, no facility for proper gear storage or cleaning, and the truck bays do not have the proper ventilation to remove dangerous diesel exhaust. The current station has zero meeting space or even space to sit down and take a break and have lunch. We currently use a tailgate of one of our grass trucks if we want to have lunch after a big structure fire or a big fire and gather to go over the call and have a break and have lunch. We open the tailgate on our truck and that's where we have lunch. The new fire station will have space and facilities to solve all these issues and also allow us to provide better service to our community. We'll have meeting space that will not only benefit the Buffalo Fire Department, but it will also benefit all the departments in Wright County. Buffalo is in the center of the county, and it's often a gathering point for all of our Wright County fire departments when we have joint meetings. The new fire station will also allow us to house our aerial truck, which will be located downtown where it is needed most. This is a $7 million project, which includes approximately $240,000 in sales tax. The city is here today to request a sales tax exemption so these funds can go back into the building project and lessen the burden on the City of Buffalo and the surrounding townships. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief Harnois. Thank you. Councillor Downer, please identify yourself and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Steve Downer. I'm on the Buffalo City Council. I'd like to thank you for hearing this bill again, for your gracious and kind remarks, and also for Representative O'Neill for carrying this forward. I'll just amplify a couple points the chief made. Quickly, it's a public safety issue. The apparatus we needed to service the growing downtown could not be stored in the downtown fire station. It's on the north side of town, on the other side of the train tracks, which could lead to disastrous delays if it's needed. So we need to upgrade the facility, build a new facility downtown. Secondly, and this is very important, is the health concerns we had with our current facility. The ventilation is inadequate, and the firefighters are exposed to a lot of carcinogens in fires these days, and they bring those back to the facility on their turnout gear, and we need adequate laundry facilities and storage facilities to take care of those things, and showers and such for people to clean themselves up before they go home. So it's badly needed, and we appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Counselor. I don't see any other members to testify. Representative O'Neill, do you have anyone else here to testify? I don't see anyone else on the list. Yes. Okay. So are there any questions? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative O'Neill, thanks for carrying this, and thank you to all the authors that we are going to hear from today regarding the sales tax exemptions on construction materials for facilities. Mr. Chairman, the last time we had one of these up, I mentioned this, and I just want to reiterate this again, that, you know, today we're not going to be voting on any of these bills. They're all going to be laid over. They're going to be attached to a larger omnibus bill that will contain much more contentious and confrontational materials. I recognize that in the past there's been a reluctance to send House files over tax bills over to the Senate for fear that, number one, on the House floor, the Republican majority is going to load it up with a bunch of, you know, we're going to put a bunch of minorities going to put a bunch of amendments here in the House, and you're going to burn floor time, or then the Senate will take the bill and fire it back. Mr. Chairman, I just want to let you know that I'm not the leader of my caucus, but I got a pretty good sentiment of where we're at. If you were to package these bills, including Representative Howard's, Fisher's, if you were to package these things earlier and put them into one bill, you are not going to see any problems from the House Republicans. And if the Senate screws around with your bill, we're going to send this bill to conference committee. You don't need to worry about us goofing around with this. These are different times with public safety. And Mr. Chairman, I want to encourage you to speak with with Representative Davids and some other Republicans. Getting these sales tax exemptions done now, it really provides certainty to these local units of government. There really is no opposition to these. The ones that I've read about, it's something that we really should be able to do early on. And I just want to encourage you to do that rather than laying this over and waiting for the end of session global agreement, where there may or may not be a tax bill. And so just, I want to give you my word that I'm willing to help you on that. You should, work with Representative Davids on it, but we should be able to pass these things early now instead of waiting for the end of session. And if there's some context or information I don't understand about why why we have to wait, you can talk with me offline or you can answer it right now and explain the committee. But I really would encourage you this year to take these items and put them into a bill, because you're not going to get any problems from us on the Republican side of the aisle if you do that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Representative Grupp. Well, I appreciate that. And we are still going to be hearing some bills next week. We're going to hear a Representative Swedzinski bill that kind of exempts all of these type of construction materials on sales tax, which would kind of deal blanketly with all those. And I know Representative Davids is also working on a bill that would exempt all public safety. So again, it would just kind of be just one that would take care of that. So certainly noted your comments, but we still have more work to do on these, and there's also some bills coming down the road that might actually make this more efficient in the long term. So anything else, members, on House file number 650. If not, Representative O'Neill, final comments on this bill?
Well, thank you so much, Chair Marquardt. I thank you so much for allowing us to go first. I know that's not in tradition because I'm in the minority, but I appreciate so much the deference for that so that my community can get back to healing. This is $240,000 that will really help the public safety of the City of Buffalo and beyond, as you heard how many communities that the Buffalo Fire Department does serve. So this, the faster we can do this, the better they are. I really appreciate your support today. Thank you, Chair and members.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. And this is very important. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with you and the community of Buffalo. Representative Les Legarde renews his motion to lay over House File 650 for possible inclusion into the House Tax Omnibus Bill. Thank you so much, Representative O'Neill. Thank you, testifiers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next bill on the calendar is House File 474. Representative Howard, would you like to move your bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I will move the bill.
Representative Howard moves to lay over House File 574 for possible inclusion in the House Tax Omnibus Bill. Representative Howard.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hertas.
Representative Hertas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for the record, you misquoted the bill number as 474. It's 574.
Thank you very much. House File, we will correct that in whatever minutes have been written to this point, 574. Very good. Representative Howard, we've got a motion on 574. Please proceed. Thank you, Representative Hertas.
Thanks, Mr. Chair and Representative Hertas. This is a bill for a sales tax exemption for a Bloomington fire station. Virtually all of the fire stations in Bloomington are at that age where they're obsolete, and they're at the time where they need to be updated. Rather than going into it myself, I'll turn it over to my testifiers to share more details.
Very good. We've got Mayor Bussey. Would you care to go first?
Absolutely, Mr. Chair. Thank you so very much. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Tim Bussey. I have the honor and the pleasure of serving as mayor of the City of Bloomington. Before I dive in here, I do want to say to my fellow local elected officials from Buffalo, if you're still on the line, our hearts are with you, folks. Thanks. Thanks for your response so far. You guys are doing a great job, and we're all pulling for you. We really are. I am here, Mr. Chair, with our fire chief, Yuli Seal, to provide information and to formally request the sales tax exemption on the purchase of materials needed for the construction of our new fire station number 4. As Representative Howard said, like all communities of our vintage, the physical infrastructure in the City of Bloomington is aging, and in some cases that infrastructure is well past its useful life. And on the City Council, we've committed to maintaining or, if necessary, replacing this this infrastructure in order to continue to provide critical services to our residents. And that's the case with fire station number 4. We're in the process of replacement, and an exemption of the sales tax on building materials would save city taxpayers approximately $240,000. And we understand that's not an insignificant amount, especially considering the economic and financial hardship that Bloomington is facing as the result of COVID-19's impact on our hospitality industry, which, as you know, Mr. Chair, is a significant part of the Bloomington economy and a significant part of the Twin Cities economy as well. I'd like to thank Representatives Howard and Carlson, and I'm sure Representative Elkins is lurking here somewhere as well, and everyone else sponsoring for their sponsorship of this bill, for their ongoing support for the City of Bloomington. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chair, and members for your time and your attention this afternoon. I certainly do appreciate it. And now I'd like to turn it over to our content expert on this, the person who makes me look good, our Bloomington Fire Chief, Yuli Seal.
Thank you, Mayor. Chief Seal, please introduce yourself and begin your testimony.
Chair, members of the committee, my name is Yuli Seal. I'm the Fire Chief for the City of Bloomington. And I just want to echo what Mayor Busey has indicated in that the fire stations are part of our critical infrastructure in the city. Four of our six stations are old and in need of replacement. This bill addresses the next fire station that we have planned to replace, Fire Station 4. And this bill will help alleviate the debt burden to the taxpayers in our city and allow us to move forward expeditiously and replace this infrastructure. We really appreciate your support and thank you for hearing us.
Thank you very much. Representative Howard, I do not see any other testifiers on the list. Is there anyone on who would like to testify? Not looking for members' questions yet, but I don't see anyone. So any questions from members on House File 574? I don't see any. So Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have nothing further to add. I just want to thank our mayor and our chief. And thank you, Mr. Chair, and the committee for hearing this bill.
Thank you very much, Representative Howard. Representative Howard renews his motion to lay over House File 574 for possible inclusion into the house tax on this bill. Thank you very much. Next on the agenda, before we move on again, we should be talking about revenue estimates. I know you have those, but just for the public, House File 650, which was the Buffalo Fire Station, that would be $240,000 in this biennium. House File 574, the cost is $160,000 this biennium and $80,000 in the next biennium. And so next on the agenda, House File 438, Representative Swazinski, would you care to move your bill?
Yes, thank you, Chair Marquardt. I move House File 438 for possible inclusion into a future omnibus bill. House File 438 is along the lines of the other bills that we were hearing today, whether it's public safety or school-related. These entities are all tax-exempt because of the lump-sum contract nature of these contracts that are made through inadvertent action. When the carpenters or the construction companies go out and purchase materials on behalf of that tax-exempt entity, by default, they are priced in. So the materials are actually priced into the project with paying sales tax. And so what this would do is simply, I think the intent of the law to make them tax-exempt would kind of go after that to make sure that the local taxpayers are able to keep those funds locally, whether they lessen that or change the project accordingly. House File 438 is straightforward in the fact that it's going to be going towards an elementary school in Marshall, and I think the revenue estimate is $750,000, Chair Marquardt, but I'm not sure how the break is out. I have Dion Carson, Director of Business for the Marshall Public Schools, and also Jeremy Williams, Superintendent for the Marshall Public Schools, as my professional testifiers today.
Thank you very much, Representative Swazinski. And we did have a similar exception for a school district in Mineota that was similar to this also.
Yes.
Very good. So who would like to go first, Mr. Williams, or who would like to? Mr. Williams.
I'll go first. Thank you. My name is Jeremy Williams. I'm the superintendent in Marshall, and thank you, committee, for hearing us today. I'd just like to share a little background about our district and this project. Marshall Public Schools is located in the southwest part of Minnesota in Lyon County. Our district has an enrollment of just shy of 2,500 students in grades K-12, plus an additional 105 in early childhood. The city of Marshall is our district's population center, and we serve families that live in the rural surrounding areas as well. We have been experiencing stable growth in enrollment over the past several years, and our current staff is currently at about 450. We currently own and operate educational programming within four school facilities. We have Parkside Elementary, which currently houses pre-K through second grade. Westside Elementary is the school that we are currently replacing, but it houses grades 3 through 4. That facility was built in 1955, and it's aging and in need of a number of repairs. So that facility will be replaced. Marshall Middle School currently houses some of our early childhood programming, plus grades 5 through 8. And Marshall High School houses grades 9 through 12. That building is a newer building that was built in 2005. In addition to those school sites, we operate the Maytech Alternative Learning Program, which is an additional 28,000 square feet of leased space in a portion of an existing separate building from our existing buildings. We are experiencing enrollment growth and have struggled to provide enough space for all of our programs. Prior to passing the recent bond referendum, a mobile classroom was located outside of our Parkside Elementary School to try and accommodate the increased enrollment we've been experiencing. The recent bond referendum that passed and we've started working on this project included safety and security enhancements at all of our buildings, replacing the aging and inefficient West Side facility, consolidating and better accommodating our early childhood program needs, grade reconfiguration to house early childhood and kindergarten in one central facility, and meeting the 21st century needs and opportunities for all of our students. This tax exemption would allow us to use the funds from the bond referendum to complete additional projects that fall under the scope of that referendum project, such as safety and security projects that are currently in our long-term facilities and maintenance plan, but we don't have the long-term facilities maintenance funds to cover all the projects that are needed. Dion Karen, our Director of Business Services, will share additional details in his testimony.
Thank you very much, Superintendent. Dion Carson, if you would please identify yourself.
Thank you. My name is Dion Karen. I'm the Director of Business Services for Marshall Public Schools, and just wanted to thank Representative Swedenski for allowing us to or introducing our bill so it could be heard in the testimony and the past and current support of the sales tax on construction of the school buildings. Like Superintendent Williams had said, we passed a referendum in 2019. We're very fortunate to have the support of our community. I do want to say that probably the referendum had failed a couple of times past, and I think one of the major reasons the referendum did pass this last time was the support of legislature and the ag tax credit. So I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for that, because I think not just us, but a lot of schools in the community, in the state, have really benefited from that in passing our referendums. So in surveying our community, one of the largest or one of the biggest things that they had said was a concern was our safety and security issues in our district. Along with that was when we passed the referendum, they just had really talked about us keeping up on our facilities, the facilities we have, and making sure that we're keeping those maintained so we're not in another situation like this. I do want to point out we were very fortunate back in 2019 to have received a couple of the MDE safety grants for two of our buildings in which we were able to put secured locations in. And part of the referendum that we passed in 2019 was to put secured locations in our other three locations. So we're very appreciative of that also. So part of when we did the referendum, we also did a facility study with company ICS in 2019 to go over all of our different buildings, not including West Side, which is getting decommissioned, replacing it with the new elementary building we're putting in place. And the facility study put around the facility cost around $22 million. Since then, we've tried to do what we could along with our LTFM funds, which we're very grateful to be getting the LTFM revenue, which changed a while back to help schools along. We also have been doing some LTFM bonds to try and move up some of those projects. But as you guys know, when you do the LTFM bonds, that takes away from your LTFM revenue until the bonds are paid back. So we're still sitting at around $18.6 million in our LTFM projects. In the next 10 years, we'll probably get right a little over $10 million in revenue. It's no different than a lot of other school districts, but with three schools that we're trying to maintain, Mr. Williams said our newer school, the high school, which is now at 16 years old, you know, that we have a lot of things coming into play that we need to replace. So what we're asking is if we were able to have the tax exemption on the new school of that $750,000, we would be able to use a lot of that towards our LTFM within the bond question that was approved by the taxpayers. And then if there was anything left over, we would put that towards paying down the bond to help out the taxpayers.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Karen. Appreciate that. Before I go to members' questions, I don't see any other testifiers, but any other testifiers on House File 438? Very good. Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as we've been listening to these proposals, I noticed that the fiscal impacts are rounded into increments of generous amounts. I know that the materials are not the whole cost of the project, but I'm just curious, Representative Swedinsky or your testifiers, based on the fiscal impact on this particular request, am I correct to assume that this is an $18 to $20 million project?
Superintendent Williams, would you want to answer that? Or Representative Swedinsky?
The overall project is $29 million. This dollar amount is based off of just the supplies and materials and the tax portion of that.
Representative Hertaus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for that answer. I just was curious, you know, if these fiscal impacts are just kind of gratuitous estimates, and it's kind of hard to ratchet it down. It's my understanding that the contractors will notify the district of what the amount of sales tax is actually paid, and then they will be submitting a direct reimbursement for the amounts that the contractor paid. I do have a concern about exemptions before purchase, in that I think it can create opportunities to make the margins a little greater for the winning bidders on the project. So I would like to see it continue to be followed the way that it has been prescribed in the past. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you, Representative Hertaus. Good points. Any other members' questions, comments? Representative Swedinsky, any closing thoughts?
Thank you, Chair Marquardt. Thank you, members, for your time and attention on this bill. I think a lot of these bills are really getting to the heart of what a lot of small communities are dealing with when it comes to the construction costs to public facilities within their communities. So thanks again for hearing the bill, Chair Marquardt.
Very good. Thank you very much. And Representative Swedinsky renews his motion to lay over House File 438 for possible inclusion into the House Tax Omnibus Bill. So thank you very much. Next on the agenda is House File 181. We have Representative Fisher with Maple. Would anyone care to move House File 181?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lessigar moves House File 181, laid over for possible inclusion. Representative Fisher, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt. Thank you, committee, for the opportunity to be before you today. This request is for forgiveness of the sales tax that will be associated with the new fire station being rebuilt in the city of Maplewood. The fiscal note, if I remember correctly, is about $450,000. I do have two people from the city of Maplewood here with me today, Maplewood Mayor Mary Lee Abrams and Maplewood Fire Chief Michael Mondor. And I believe I will turn it over to the mayor first for her part of the presentation.
Thank you very much, Representative Fisher. Mayor Abrams, if you would introduce yourself and proceed, and welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Good afternoon, Chair Marquardt, members of the Tax Committee, and Representative Fisher. We're here today to ask for a sales tax exemption, along with these other fine municipalities, for construction materials to help lower the building cost of a new Maplewood Fire Station. With the pandemic, 2020 and 2021 have been a time of belt tightening for local governments, including Maplewood. We have suspended park and recreation services and halted operation of our nature center. We restructured our overall costs, but many of our businesses and residents are struggling financially. However, when it comes to public safety, a new fire station is something that we can no longer put off. With your support, we will replace the current 45-year-old facility that, frankly, I am very embarrassed about. We have firefighters sleeping in broom closets and former office spaces. It's not safe or suitable for our dedicated firefighter paramedics, and we lack a space in which that we could be proud to have our community gather. Community collaboration and inclusiveness are at the heart of our city's strategic goals. Our public safety department professionals are among Maplewood's strongest community outreach ambassadors. Modernization of our fire EMS operations highlights the fact that Maplewood Fire EMS needs are growing, and we need this connection with our community. More than 85% of the calls for service are medical in nature. Back in 2017, our public safety professionals realized this trend would continue as our population ages and our residents become more diverse. We formed a citizen-led task force, which included healthcare professionals to help examine the issue and find solutions. We also hired an independent consultant who conducted a comprehensive study of our fire EMS operations and made several recommendations. They included transitioning to a full-time department, which we have successfully carried out. It included reconfiguring command staff to ensure the proper level of supervisory skills on all of our shifts, and we accomplished that. And finally, reconfiguring our fire station locations to improve efficiency. And this includes the building of the new North Side Fire Station. Chief Mondor will highlight the details of the new station, but there are two aspects that I'm most excited about. Improved safety and cancer mitigation features, that's one, and ample community gathering space, which is the second point. Because of Maplewood's unique geography, we border many communities. I'm always striving to position our city as a regional asset in the East Metro, and a state-of-the-art station will help ensure that we are that regional asset. I would respectfully ask for your help and support of the sales tax exemption that is before the committee today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. And while I introduced you, I don't know if you introduced yourself. So just for the record, if you could just state your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Mary Lee Abrams, and I'm the mayor of Maplewood. Thank you very much.
Very good. So we will then go to Chief Mondor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Michael Mondor. I'm the fire chief for the city of Maplewood, and I appreciate the opportunity to testify today on behalf of this important issue. As Mayor Abrams alluded to, the Maplewood Fire Department has spent the past several years studying our service delivery to ensure that we are delivering the most effective emergency response services to the residents and visitors to the city of Maplewood. Over the past several years, our firefighters living in our North Station have experienced heating and air conditioning issues, leaking and frozen pipes, sewer and drainage issues, along with several other mechanical and electrical issues. In addition to meeting basic departmental needs, the new station will account for modern-day safety, wellness, support, administrative, operational, emergency operations, living, and apparatus needs. Specifically, the project will allow the department to address major causes of firefighter-related illness, injury, and death. At this time, we anticipate that we would occupy the new station in the spring of 2022. These improvements do not come without significant costs. The fire department is extremely grateful for the support that we've received from city administration, Mayor Abrams, the Maplewood City Council, and local elected officials. We appreciate your time and support and consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chief Mondor. Anyone else would care to testify to House File 181? I do not see any. So members, any question for the testifiers or Representative Fisher? See none, Representative Fisher.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt, committee. We appreciate your consideration and hope that this gets wrapped into the bill that comes out at the final end of session or before then. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Mayor and Chief. And Representative Les Ligard renews his motion to lay over House File 181 for possible inclusion into the tax omnibus bill. Thank you, Representative Fisher. Next up on the agenda is House File 216, Representative Heinrich and Representative Les Lagarde, would you care to move House File 216?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Les Lagarde moves to put House File 216 before the committee to be laid over for possible inclusion into the tax omnibus bill. Representative Heinrich, welcome to the ever fun tax committee.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Glad to be here. Thank you, members. Thank you, Representative Les Lagarde, for moving my bill. House File 216 is a bill that would provide a sales tax exemption for materials and supplies and things for a new public works facility in the city of Ramsey. I guess with that, I'd like to turn it over, if it's all right with you, Mr. Chair, to my star testifier, City of Ramsey Administrator Kurt Aldrich.
Mr. Aldrich, welcome to the committee. If you would identify yourself and begin your testimony. Mr. Aldrich, I think you're still muted. There you go.
My apologies. My name is Kurt Aldrich. I'm City Administrator. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, and thank you to Representative Heinrich as well for introducing this bill for the City of Ramsey. We're here today to ask for a sales tax exemption for a public works facility for the city, and the city project is a nearly $18 million project which broke ground in October 2020 and is currently under construction. Our public works department is part of our multifaceted city, which serves an area of 29 square miles and a population of over 29,000 people. Our public works department, of course, is important to our public safety response, as well as providing mutual aid in cases of emergency in other communities as well. Our current facilities are dated and are over 50 years old and consist of two small industrial buildings and one double wide trailer, which aren't in very good condition at all. So clearly there is a need for this facility in the community, and this new facility will take care of the city's and the area wide needs for the next 50 years. So it's a long-term commitment of the city on behalf of the community. In addition to storage and office areas, it also provides mechanic bays for maintenance of our fleet, both public works, police and fire and parks, and most importantly, improve safety for our employees and efficiency for our local taxpayers. So on behalf of the City of Ramsey and our taxpayers, I want to thank the committee for their consideration of this sales tax exemption for our facility. Thank you.
Mr. Ulrich, thank you so much. Anyone else that would like to testify that is on here? I don't see anyone. Members, any questions for the testifier or Representative Heinrich? See none. Representative, any last comments? Representative, you're muted.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to thank you and the members of the committee for hearing this bill. It's a good bill. Vote green when it comes to it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you very much, Representative Heinrich. Representative Les Lagarde renews his motion to lay over House File 216 for possible inclusion in the House tax omnibus bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Aldrich. Thank you, Representative Heinrich. Next on the agenda is House File 654, Representative Acum. Representative Les Lagarde, would you like to move the House File 654?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Representative Les Lagarde moves House File 654. To be laid over for possible inclusion into the House tax omnibus bill. And we have Representative Acum. Welcome to the committee. And of course, you hold history. in the state of Minnesota, because last year, being first alphabetically, you were the first person ever to vote, to actually cast a vote remotely in the Minnesota House of Representatives in our 160-some-year history. So there you go. Well, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I've had to do a couple since then. And so I am at the beginning of the alphabet, and I think I may be looking for a name change to pop to the middle. Going first isn't always what it's cracked up to be. But thank you, Mr. Chair and members, for having us at the committee this afternoon. I guess morning is long gone. And for the opportunity to share House File 654. I am joined today by Minnetonka Assistant City Manager Mike Funk and our Chiefs of Police and Fire, Chief Borboom and Chief Vance. House 654 is requesting an extension for a sales tax exemption for the construction of an expanded public safety facility. The exemption was initially requested and granted in 2019. We introduced a bill last year to extend the exemption, but COVID prevented the bill from being taken up. The exemption expired the first of this year, and we are requesting an extension to January 1st of 2022. I want to introduce Mike Funk, Assistant City Manager, who can go into more detail. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Acom. Mr. Funk.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Marquardt and members of the Tax Committee, for your time today to testify on House File 654. As already mentioned, my name is Mike Funk, and I am the Assistant City Manager for the City of Minnetonka. I just want to pause and say thank you for the introduction and for your support, Representative Acom. It means a great deal to us that you're carrying this legislation for us, and you did a really nice job teeing it up for me so I can cut down my comments here. And I do want to turn it over to Chief John Vance here in a second. I also just want to take a second to reintroduce Chief John Vance, who is our fire chief, and also Police Chief Scott Borboom. They're both joining me on the call. Mr. Chair, if it's okay with you, I'll pass the virtual microphone over to Fire Chief John Vance to discuss our request for what Ms. Acom already described as a time extension of our current sales tax exemption the city received in the 2019 legislative session for our police and fire facility project. At the conclusion of Fire Chief Vance's presentation, both Police Chief Scott Borboom and I will be available for questions. So with that, Chair Marquardt, I turn it over to John Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Funk. And Chief Vance, welcome to the committee. If you would introduce yourself and begin your testimony.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is John Vance. I'm the fire chief of the City of Minnetonka Fire Department. And we appreciate you hearing us again today. And thank you for your support on our past project. Currently, the project is underway, and it's a new police and fire station, actually a remodeled police station and new fire station on our City Hall campus. Our location is very central in the city, and it's great for response time and providing great service to the folks that we serve. I think my colleagues today on the fire station projects very eloquently talked about some of the issues facing the fire service, and that's also the same here in the city of Minnetonka. We're looking at improved safety in our new facility. We're accommodating growth and the changing workforce that we have within the fire and police departments. We went out to bid in April of 2019 on this project, and we were about $6 million over the estimate that we had. So we went back, valued engineered, cut some things, and we were able to eliminate about $5 million on the project. And the project was rebid in October of 2019. Currently, the project is underway. It's about two-thirds completed. We were authorized, as Representative Acom stated, until January 1st on our exemption from the sales tax. We did have a delay, a little bit due to COVID, a little bit due to the rebid. It's estimated right now that 60% of the purchases will take place in 2021. Even though two-thirds of the project is completed, we still haven't purchased all the materials. Kind of a side note, there are currently over 300 people working on this project, so we certainly feel like it's been good for the economy and good for putting people to work at this time. The total project is just shy of $30 million, and what we're asking for today is the estimated remaining taxable costs from January 1st of this year until January 1st, 2022. We're estimating that to be around $200,000 for this year, The overall is around 550, and we do not see exceeding the $850,000 cap that was previously on this project. With that, I'll conclude my comments. I appreciate you hearing this today and appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief Vance. And as Chief Vance indicated, the revenue estimate is $200,000 in this biennium. And on the last bill, House File 216, for Ramsey, that cost is $320,000. I forgot to mention that last one. So any Representative Acom, any other testifiers? Otherwise, we'll go to questions from the members.
I think we can go to questions.
Very good. Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I got a question for the Fire Chief Vance Yance. I'm just wondering if you could help us cut our budget by maybe $5 million. We could use some help in the state budget, and any expertise would be greatly appreciated, because we, as you can know, we're in a deficit. That was more of a comment, Mr. Chair.
That's what I thought. Thank you very much, Representative.
And a compliment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Representative McDonald. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Representative Acom.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will say I enjoy the fun that you guys have on the Tax Committee, and I will have to try and get on it next year. But thank you so much for considering House File 654 and appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the Assistant City Manager and the Police Chief and the Fire Chief taking your time to come here today. And Representative Acom, thank you so much. And Representative Lislegard renews his motion to lay over House File 654 for possible inclusion into the House tax omnibus bill. Next and last on the agenda, House File 495, Representative Ackland. And Representative Hertaus, would you want to move this bill?
Absolutely. I think registered nurse should introduce a registered nurse's bill. So Hertaus moves House File 495 to be held over for possible inclusion in the omnibus tax bill.
Thank you very much, Representative Hertaus. And Representative Ackland, welcome so much to the Tax Committee. And if you would please present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. House File 495 provides a sales tax exemption on materials, supplies, and equipment used in the construction of a proposed new fire station in the city of St. Peter. This sales tax exemption is likely contingent on my other bill, House File 494, becoming law, and the residents of St. Peter approving a local option sales tax to partially fund the construction of the new fire station. Attending today's hearing to testify on behalf of this bill is St. Peter Mayor Chuck Zeman.
Thank you very much, Representative. Mayor Zeman, welcome to the committee. Please introduce yourself and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chuck Zeman, Mayor of St. Peter for the last 6 years or so. I would just like to add a little bit about our history on this facility that we have now. The current facility that we're using was built in 1929, so we have a few years on some of the other people that have presented, municipalities that have presented today. It was not built as a fire hall. It was built as a Nicollet County garage. The city acquired the building in 1958. So we've been in that facility as a fire station for 63 years. In 1958, the approximate population of St. Peter was about 8,000 people. Well, this next census, we should be right around 12,000 people. And the new facility we're talking about is, first of all, the facility right now is 7,200 square feet, and it's downtown, and it's located on a lot that is 25,108 square feet, so just a little over half an acre. We have secured 4.6 acres on the west edge of town that was derived from a study that we had done for feasibility, and the new facility is 22,133 square feet. So we are looking at a $9.1 million project that I know your impact said $280,000, I believe it was. We're looking at more like $354,000 as far as the sales tax exemption based off of our estimates that we have for materials for building this new fire hall.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Representative Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to say Representative Ackland's been doing a great job representing this particular issue, and just appreciate what she's doing. So good job moving that bill, Representative Ackland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other questions or comments? House File 495.
If I could, Mr. Chair, I also would like to personally thank Susan Ackland, our representative and my neighbor, for all of her help and support. It is greatly appreciated, and we would like to reiterate the appreciation that we have for her and what she's doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Any other thoughts? I don't see any other comments. Representative Ackland, any closing comments?
Just thank you, Chair Marquardt, and thank you for the kind comments that you've made about me, Mayor Zeman. I just want to thank the committee for considering this. I think it's we definitely need a new fire station. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Representative Hertaus renews his motion to lay over House File 495 for possible inclusion in the House Tax Omnibus Bill. Mayor Zeman, thank you so much. Representative Ackland, thank you.
Thank you.
So, members, that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you so much for all the authors and everyone for your efficiency today. On Tuesday, we will hear Representative Zinski's bill. We'll hear the tax conformity bill, which kind of basically has everything for the most part that we talked about last week on tax conformity, and then we kind of go from there. And I know both caucuses are working on looking at priorities when it comes to all the conformity items that we have. And then Wednesday, there is no plan for a meeting next Wednesday, and then next Thursday, we would have the governor's tax bill. So that's the agenda for next week. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. And with that, members, we are adjourned.